Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
This is I Can. Oh my God. And this is I Can Explain. I fucked up.
You did it.
I was moving. Okay. There was movement.
And we're here to answer the questions you're too afraid to
ask. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is life plans.
I can't believe that happened to you.
It's because there was too much going on.
Oh.
I was like sitting back.
You just
still.
Like backflipped onto the couch.
I was like building something. The instructions were unclear.
Yeah.
But we had to restart because we can't have that
I get
negativity.
It. That's true. You know what? Sometimes life throws you a curveball.
And you get hit with it.
Okay. Before we get started, follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars only. Click the link in our bio to get the new merch. The new merch is so fucking cute. I'm obsessed with it. And you need to go get it. And if you want to get all of these episodes on video, you can become a patron. Thank you so much to our patrons. You are the reason we can do this. And I have housekeeping.
So I've heard.
So for those of you that are local to Vancouver,
yes,
you know that there was a place called The Warehouse. And I think we've talked about it on this. It's where the pig party was.
Oh, yeah.
The pig party
it
location.
It was the pig pen.
Yeah, the pig pen.
Yeah.
Anyways, actually, last night they had another one, but it was just red themed. And I thought, you can't go from pig theme to red.
The same people?
The same people.
I don't know if that's true. Because they had a Valentine's one.
Mm-hmm.
They had pig party.
Okay.
They had the Shrek one.
They had a Shrek one?
They had a Shrek one.
Like a Shrek sex party?
It wasn't a... no, different one. Sorry, no, I'm thinking different. There's two different party companies. You're right. That one had the pig party.
Had the
and
pig.
Now just red?
It was just red.
What was it called?
It's just always called Switch.
But what was...
Well, the other one wasn't called Pig Party either. We just made that up.
But there wasn't like a secondary, like what was the marketing?
I don't think so. Okay, I need to pull this up. But I was so disappointed because something that I really love is to see...
Pig play.
So when I saw that it wasn't...
Piggies.
Pig part two.
Or like something fun.
I mean, that's a thing. Like I could have... The Shrek sounds interesting.
Yeah, that one wasn't a sex party. That one should be the sex party though.
Okay.
The Shrek party and the sex party should collaborate.
They absolutely should.
We should switch to Shrek.
I agree. Okay, so their first one was Switch Pride and the branding is all just very like black and white. So I think that was just
It's kind of giving a little like, little mimey. Mime cosplay.
A little, yeah, maybe you could maybe...
Like...
Oh, not you miming sucking dick. I love that. I'd love that for the patrons. Yeah. Patron exclusive. Okay, then next, they really went for it. This was chic. This was fun.
Was this pig?
This was pig.
Oh, pig.
This was pig.
Pig.
So when I saw the pig thing, I immediately was on board. I was like, okay, well now.
We need to get boots on the ground.
We love this party.
We need to get a journalist in there.
Then the next one was... You know, it was end of the year, December 30th, and it was something shiny. So it was kind of like
shiny.
Futuristic, like alien, shiny vibes. So I like that because it's like adjacent to New Year's Eve, right? So it's
and
just
you could
like
be a shiny pig.
You can. You absolutely
could be like
can.
A full metal pig.
I love a metal pig, personally.
I love a metal pig.
Okay, so I was, you know, on the edge of my seat waiting for the next one to drop. Mm-hmm. And the next one, the ads, it's just red. Like they're just wearing red. And I was kind of like, okay. Wear something red. That's the theme. Wear something red. So I just feel like...
We need more pig.
Needed a little more pig.
Yeah.
Somehow. I think that they should... I think, honestly, the goal should always be...
I think it should be red pig, blue pig, green pig.
Just incorporating something
pig
is very important to me. Yeah, exactly. So that was a little bit disappointing. But anyways, so that event happened last night, but I went 2 nights ago to the opening party of this. And I love this story because first I just have to say that everyone that works to set up this new establishment. I don't even know if I clarified that. The warehouse shut down. They found a new location.
The warehouse is now a hospital.
The warehouse, yeah, it's like condos in a hospital. Yeah. Then they had to find a new warehouse space to set up a queer venue.
Yeah.
They are calling it the birdhouse. Sean keeps calling it the bird cage. It is the birdhouse. It's not the bird cage. It's the birdhouse.
I was getting like Miley Cyrus can't be tamed kind of bird.
No, because the first one was the clubhouse, then they had the warehouse, and now it's the birdhouse.
Warehouse club. When did the clubhouse was pre warehouse. Why bird? Did we figure
the
it
clubhouse
out?
Was like beside like a tire factory, and then the warehouse was the warehouse. And
so
then
that
now
was
it's
obviously
the birdhouse.
Tire house.
I personally would have loved brick house.
I would have done tire house. Warehouse can stay, and then what's the vibe of the new one?
Well, it used to be a laundry factory, apparently.
Laundry house, laundry laundromat house. Where did the bird come from?
I think they were just looking for different things that have house after it. But I like the idea of brick house, and then every time the first song and the last song that play every night is brick house. She's a brick.
I don't know that song.
House.
I don't think we can do bricks after Stonewall.
Oh, very insensitive of me. I'm so sorry.
I think they kind of.
There's no more. We're not brick adjacent anymore.
It's too soon.
Okay, but isn't it like rebuilding the brick? Like it could be. It could have been a vibe. Okay, we're with the we're with the birdo. So, anyways, the people. That,
where did I get bird cage?
I don't know. You just keep texting me bird cage. I just thought you were kidding. I don't know.
You just keep texting me birdcage. It makes it sound like it's like 2 a.m. It's like, birdcage.
It's just a constant. It's happened like 3 times.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So anyways, I was
I'm not changing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just stick with it. At a certain point, you just have to accept it.
Or I'm going to switch to laundromat.
Laundromat. The laundromat would have been a cute name.
Yeah.
But anyways, the birdhouse. Over the last month, they've been getting this ready. And I can only imagine the nightmares of like red tape and permitting that go into these spaces, because yeah, it's not like they're buying something that's like a club already or a bar already. It's a laundromat. Yeah. It's a laundry facility, and they have to make it into a bar. So these people, I have a few friends that have given me some insight, have been busting ass to get this place ready. So like no shade towards them at all.
But it was funny
because we go to the first party that was called Liftoff, and
like a bird.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. But the ad had a little rocket ship on it. So it was a missed opportunity. They should have had a soaring bird.
A soaring bird.
Soaring bird.
And then a cage to catch it.
It can't quite get off. Can't quite lift. Can lift like a foot.
How are you going to call something the birdhouse and then the liftoff is a rocket?
It should have been like the spreading our wings party or something.
Liftoff still works.
But a cage around it.
But a bird. It's a rocket, but it's in a cage. It's in a cage.
Can't. The fact that they're like, we never said anything about a cage. Like, why is there a cage? You're like, even the bird cage.
Even if it's birdhouse, there's no bird on this. Anyway. I'm just not getting the story, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's any, like, real birds available.
It's not bird-themed?
No, it's not. Oh. So, I don't know. It is what it is. Anyways. So, I show up to Liftoff, and I feel for them because they were clearly like working so hard right to the, I said to my friend, I was like, this literally feels like that TV show on HGTV where they used to go, move that bus.
Oh, yeah.
And like everyone's waiting to the last second and the HGTV people are inside like putting the last coat of paint on and like hanging the curtains like the 5 seconds
like
before
drywall,
it opens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of the toilets are hooked up.
How did you guess? How did you guess?
I don't know.
Okay, so they were supposed to open at 9.
Okay.
And they had to push it to 10. They almost had to cancel because all of their, like, I don't know what was going on, but their toilets, like, weren't installed. They're like, the plumbing wasn't done yet. And the contractors were, like, inside doing it. So, literally, they eventually open at 10, but the washrooms still weren't quite ready. And we went in and there were like construction workers, like contractors up in the rafters, like still like drilling and like hammering like to the fucking bitter end. Like they were already letting people in.
Like as the night's going on, yeah, you're getting like a new spotlight. The music gets like a speaker kicks
keep,
in.
Keep like adding little things.
You're like, oh, the line for the bar is busy. You're like, no, they literally just built one back there.
They just opened that. Yeah. No, it was so funny, but it was also like really endearing because they really worked hard right until the last second. But I was like, only us like are walking in and the Gibbs contractors are also still going. Only
queer people find that endearing.
That is true.
They that were really true. Working till the very end. Me, somebody who works like in construction, I'm like, that is a nightmare. also
yeah,
there's so many layers to okay. this. How did they get like like a permit to let people in
when the toilets weren't hooked up? We don't ask questions.
Like, how did they get occupancy?
That's a great cue that I will not be asking anybody.
It was very endearing.
It was endearing. No, and then it was like, honestly, the space, if you are in or visiting Vancouver, you need to go. It was so much fun. I personally love it about a million times more than the warehouse.
Okay.
I like that it feels more intimate. It's like a quarter of the size.
More birds, too.
More birds yeah. flocking together. Made the dance floor feel more vibey. The energy was great in there. The ceiling's lower, so I feel like it doesn't like suck the sound and energy out.
True.
So I loved it. Venue was great. I'll be back. But that was their very first event, and it was a fundraiser. So everyone was there volunteering their time, like all the performers and everything. And it was just a fundraiser so that they could like add to the space. So it was very, it's very like fresh.
Contractors.
Clearly. Yeah, literally. But yeah, no, they
contractors are like they go, making tips.
Making tips. People are throwing them fives. But they got it. They got it done. And honestly, they got
were
the doors
you allowed
open.
To piss ever?
Yes, yeah. Like half an hour in. Okay. We were just like one of the first like rounds of people in. So I right. think they were like, hey, let's start funneling people in while they put the last few screws in. But when people were waiting outside, like you could hear the drills going inside.
Ooh.
But it was kind of exciting. Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I mean. It felt like I was like on that show where it was like, oh, we're going to be the first to see it right when it gets done.
Are we going
into
a club or is this like a kind of hostile vibe, like yes. the movie?
I need to ask people. I need to know if someone was like filming this endeavor. Because to me, I'm like, this would make a great doc.
Yeah.
Like when they were like at the end, like trying to get it all done in time and they're stressing. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to get this open. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this tonight. We might have to call it off. We might have to send the 1,000 queers on the streets away. And like, you know, like
we might have to put that shipment of doves we ordered somewhere else.
What are we gonna do with all the doves? Release them onto the street. We're all just getting shit on outside. The pigeons are just
at least somebody could shit.
That's true. But yeah, so I really liked the new space. It was really fun. I just thought that was like a fun little like, of course, like the quirkiness of queers. We're right down to the last.
I lost my mind.
It was great. I loved it. I hope that someone was filming it or like creating content about it. I always go there.
I also hope you were legally allowed to be there.
Well, we don't snitch around here. So right. if we weren't, no one will ever know. But yeah, no, they're like fully open every weekend now. They have other events posted and stuff.
Sick.
So go follow up. Go follow Man Up Vancouver if you want updates on events.
Do it.
And see at the birdhouse or in Sean's, where it's the birdcage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool venue, though. But toilets are now working.
Perfect.
Good news.
Thank God.
And what else was I going to say? Oh, I'm seeing that Pride events are starting to be announced. Oh, you're not here. Fuck.
I'm not here, but also we don't do anything together either.
What are you fucking talking about? Last year we did like 3 things together.
It still wasn't that many. Like, it's mostly the lesbians.
I guess, but like, we did. I went to 6 events and you were at 3 of them.
That's true. They were like day, I guess. Yeah. That yeah. one day one was really fun.
Which one?
The
one at the Fish Factory.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, we're really
I love these names.
Building for people that don't live here. They're like, wow, they have great nightlife.
We call it the Fish Factory because like, it smelled so bad.
That had no toilets. The Fish Factory.
That I love it though.
Like they're canning fucking like.
I love a good dive bar. Like I go into like a fancier establishment now and I'm like,
I also
the water pressure's great. Not vibing with
I
it.
I love the creativity.
Yeah.
And the
finding a way.
The audacity
yes.
of a queer person. That walks into the biggest shithole you've ever seen. And they say, this is it.
This is it. I fucking love this place. I love it. That's my kind of place.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my housekeeping. Excited about a new
Pride events are popping up. That's really stressful. Space.
Pride events are starting to get posted.
Well, I might, not sure, but I might go to Seattle Pride. Since
you should. Seattle Pride's so fun.
I know. And I also am not going to be here for Vancouver Pride. So that'll be I need some sort of pride in my life.
You should totally go.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to quickly plug, linked in my bio at Brianne Williamson is my text list. Please join it because I have events coming up that I will send to you if they are happening in your area, wherever you live. So please, please join my text list. Thank you. Yeah. So I think that's my housekeeping. Anything new with you?
House kept. Nope. We just talked like 15 minutes ago. So
yeah, that's what happens when you record two in a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So life plans. What's going on with you?
Exactly. Isn't that the question?
Oh. Not you being like, let's do an episode called Life Plans. And I ask you and you go, well, who knows?
No, I'm saying that's the question.
Oh, that's what we're about to dive into.
That's what we're about to dive into.
Okay, go ahead.
I just, we were talking about things to talk about.
Mm.
And I said, I think we should talk about life plans because my life plan currently is very different from what I had imagined it to be.
Right.
And also, it's just a very wild thing to ask somebody, what are you doing with your life? Or like, what's the plan? Mm. Or what's this? It's like such a weird question the more I think about it. So recently I learned that my roommate, Lauren,
mm-hmm.
the nastiest bitch of the West, is leaving me and I am going to live alone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. Ever. That's so true because you moved out of your parents. Obviously you move in with roommates and then like it's first time living alone.
First time ever, which in all fairness.
Yeah.
Who the fuck lives alone in Vancouver?
I've never lived alone.
Who?
How who can you afford living alone? Can't. You either are living with roommates or you're living with your partner.
Yeah.
Right? Like
drag me.
And for you, you now have neither.
Or for some of us, there's an alternative third option.
Being alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, financially, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
But life plan wise, it's so funny because when I bought this place like 5 years ago, I was like, yeah, I'm going to live with Lauren. And my parents were like, yeah. And then like, maybe you'll meet somebody and you'll just like move in with them.
Right.
So the entire time,
that's kind
not,
of been
not saying like they thought that I couldn't live alone or anything like that. The entire time, like that's been kind of my thought.
Right. You're like, when this ends, when the roommate situation ends, it'll probably be because I'm moving in with a partner.
Well, I thought it would be my doing, but fucking Lauren Uno reverse carded me.
She went and found herself a partner.
I just assumed it'd be me because I'm so like hot and likable and like everybody just wants to date me that I just
How's that going for you?
Poorly. Anyways, so for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm planning things like with no partner in mind.
Yes.
Which is really weird because for the longest time I feel like I was planning things with that like in mind.
Yeah.
And now this is going to sound sad, but I don't mean in a sad way. I'm like, I genuinely don't know if I'm going to like have a life partner. Not like I think that's going to happen, but like realistically I have to like plan things without being like that is a hinging factor.
And I think that's a smart way to be.
For sure. I'd rather be that way. I'm not saying that in a sad way either.
No, you'd rather be like independent and good how you are and with your shit. And then if you do find somebody, when you do find somebody, you will adjust and compromise as needed. Or is not needed
exactly
with that person then, but you can't like frame your whole life around this mystery person.
No, and especially financially, you can't make that something that needs to happen because you'll get fucked.
Yeah.
So it's just been a really big mind fuck recently.
Yeah.
Knowing that like everything is on my shoulders,
totally,
which it usually is. Like that's how life is. But now I'm like, oh, here we go. So it's been a journey.
It's also hard because I feel like you've had roommates and then the same roommate.
Yeah.
At first you had more roommates, but they were all your friends. And then with Lauren. This is, again, like, it's going to sound like I'm shading you this whole episode, and I don't mean it like that at all, but I think it is an important topic that's kind of interesting, and I'm going to reset the camera right now so this doesn't happen like last week.
Just to catch the really interesting
moment. The really interesting moment I'm about to say. I don't know how to say this without sounding fucked. All those people that you were roommates with now have a partner.
So all those people in your life that you were attached to are now in love, and you aren't.
And you're just alone.
It's really interesting.
And here. It's so fascinating. But actually, because people grow up, so you now have the choice where you're like, do I find like a rando stranger to live with all of a sudden when you've been used to living with like a close friend or friends for a long time? Or do I like literally buck up and financially take a huge hit of living alone?
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just a very weird switch to, this is actually the first time in my life that I'm like going into things, planning them without attaching it to somebody else.
Yes. Which is cool.
Cool, but I'm also like, why?
Oh.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I feel like I, in the last few years, have had to really unpack age expectations for myself when it comes to my personal life, because in the same way I was swimming in heteronormativity for so long, even when I unpacked that and was like, okay, I'm gay, I think I carried with me a lot of the like expectations of you get married at this age and then you have kids at this age. And like, that's the like steps of life. Like you go to high school, then you go to university, then you find your person, you get married, you have a kid. And like, I'm seeing all of my straight friends that I grew up with do all those things, check all those boxes. Mm-hmm. And really unpacking, like, am I putting those goals on myself because that's truly what I want? Or is it that I think I have to by that age, or else I've like failed in a way?
I'm like not fitting in.
Yeah. And I'm not like fitting the like society's expectation of it. And over the last few years, most of those things, honestly, I've realized I don't want that right now. So the only reason
or
I
ever
would do it right now. Yeah. Like seriously, some things, there's some things that I'm like, I don't want that at all.
No.
Like a big wedding. Like for me, I like a few years ago, I literally realized like, I'm like, that is my nightmare.
Yeah.
Spending that much time planning that, like for me, not my cup of tea.
For me?
No. And like that much money on it and stuff. It just doesn't feel genuine to something I'd want. I'd be doing it because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then other things that I still definitely do want, like having kids, I'm realizing that like, I absolutely don't want that right now.
Right.
And I can, like, both things can be true. I can definitely want that in my life, but it doesn't need to be right now.
Right this second.
And I think if you told 20-year-old me that I didn't have a kid by the time I was 30, because 30 sounds ancient when you're 20, I would be like, oh my God, well, what am I doing?
But my eggs.
The eggs are shriveling.
The eggs are gone.
But that's why I love following other queer people, especially queer people that are kind of going through those life changes, to help you feel like you're not the only one. Like I follow my friends, Kate and Sarah, and they're both in their early to mid 30s and are just starting an egg retrieval process, not with the expectation to have a kid, but like just in case they want to in like a few years.
Yeah.
And so seeing those sorts of perspectives added to online spaces is very refreshing, because it's like, okay, I'm not the only one that wants this eventually, but not right now.
Yeah.
But I definitely think unpacking that and adjusting those life plans is hard.
It's also so funny because there's so many life plans. Like, I feel like everybody, if they were tasked with like writing out a life, would follow like a few very basic,
totally,
like plot points.
Yeah.
And then you start realizing like, okay, a lot of those plot points are based on like a traditional, quote unquote, like heteronormative
structure of life. Yeah.
And then you start realizing like, oh wait, like everything has been based around this one vision of life.
Yeah. Like I wasn't born and naturally like inherently needed to have a fucking $30,000 wedding. It's like you were just conditioned slowly over life by watching TV shows, watching movies, reading kids' books, like seeing people, you know, watching Disney movies of the princess meeting the prince and like all these different things that you're like, okay, how much of this is something that I actually want in my soul and how much has just been taught to me that I'm supposed to want it?
Yeah. And then you picture yourself against like the average, you know, perfect couple that this life is based around. And it's like, well, the biggest difference is that I'm queer and they were not in the storyline. So why am I still trying to follow this like life that people have set out for them that isn't me already?
Totally. I also think there's such an unfair expectation for queer people to fit in that mold without acknowledging that there's so many more barriers and difficulties that come with being queer to continue to stay on that path.
Yeah.
Like even if it's something you want, there's not enough acknowledgement of like how much harder it is to get there, whether it be because families aren't accepting, whether it be the costs of having a child, because you don't just have like the sperm and the eggs and you're just going to give it a go. Yeah. And I know not every straight couple has that. There's people that have their difficulties, but generally speaking, undeniably every queer couple is going to have that issue. So I think there's this weird thing where it's like, okay, we're going to be chill with you being queer, but like, I hope you still want to get married and have kids because that's important to me and like our family structure that you get to have that and blah, 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 without the added acknowledgement that there's all these extra things, hurdles that you have to jump over.
I also think a big part of it, though, is that this life plan is put on queer people.
Yes.
Because it's easier to digest for straight people.
Totally.
That queer people exist if their lives are still
cosplaying a straight couple.
Happening in like a format that they can identify.
Totally.
With.
It's like, okay, you're still gonna be normal though, right?
But you're gonna you're gonna have kids and own a house and like do all these things, right? Because that then I'll be fine with it.
Oh, 100%.
But then it's like, I'm gay, I also don't want kids. They're like, what?
They can't. Well, you're how many times have you seen someone come out on TV or whatever, heard stories where their mom will literally go, but I want grandkids. Yeah. And it's like, okay. Yeah,
adopt a new kid or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're seriously. Independent. Actually, like, what the hell's wrong with you? People, but it's so true. I think it's like you become, and we talked about this a lot last episode with the shape shifting and some similarities there, but you want to stay on a certain path to be digestible.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember coming out when I was younger to certain people or certain family members and being like, don't worry, but nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm still me.
I'm still going to suck a dick now and again.
And I did. Yeah. But now,
team player.
But it's like, oh fuck, my fucking battery's going to die. Be right back.
Jesus.
I'm gonna pause this. We're back. Lots of tech difficulties today. Yeah. Sean and I were just having a conversation off camera about like more personal stuff that I can't really share that has to do with this topic. And I now feel very dark.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I went from like, this is a light, nice light topic to like, now I'm like, this is kind of miserable.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard being fucking queer. Like I feel like we acknowledge that quite often on the podcast, but for anyone out there who needs to hear it, like, it is so, there's so much to navigate that we need to give ourselves pats on the back, because I genuinely believe that there are so many adults out there that never have to have the like emotional maturity and strength that queer people do to deal with life and opinions and external shit.
There was just like stuff that we were talking about that we won't share for personal reasons, but just like things, conversations that we are literally forced to have with ourselves or family members that a large portion of the general public never have to have. And a lot of like relationship strains and all these things that we don't have a choice over.
Yeah.
That so many people literally will just never have to experience.
Which is crazy. You know what I was actually saying to my girlfriend the other day? We were watching Love is Blind, and I was like, there's something weirdly queer about this, in the sense that when they're meeting their families are so like coming around to it and kind of like against it, and they're so nervous to introduce to their families because they've done this like weird thing.
Oh my god.
And as I was watching it, I was like, this is literally like the closest straight couples will get to understanding the queer experience.
Wait, but is Love is Blind queer? Only queer because adjacent. The more I think about it, it's literally queer coded.
It is.
The more I think about it, it's literally like, besides that aspect of it, another queer thing is that there's literally like, it's not like there's an endless sea of people for you to choose from.
It's a
you have
little
like
pod
10 or 15 people that you're talking to, and then you choose one because you feel that they're like the closest you're gonna get. Obviously some find that think that they're like the perfect match or whatever, but that's literally like what queer dating is. Like our pool is small,
so small,
and you basically go through the candidates and you choose like the one that
this'll
you see
do.
Is the closest, and then you shock your family with them.
And then with lesbian culture, you U-Haul it and you get married in like 3 weeks.
Oh my god, is Love is Blind like queer cosplay?
I actually think it is, because if you watch the scenes where they're about to meet the family or when they're meeting the family, it is so queer coded in that way, because you're like seeing the nerves that usually straight people never have to like get past, or the added added aspect of them calling their parents and their parents refusing to meet their partner.
That's happened.
Oh
this season?
Yes,
I haven't watched the season.
Yes, and it's literally people, like parents being like, no, I just don't approve of what you're doing. And like, I'm not going to, and they're like crying on the phone. They're like, you're not even going to give them a chance. You're not even going to meet them. And they're like, no. And they're like, there's other parents that are like, I'm not coming to the wedding. Like, I'm not supporting this.
These people want to be gay so badly.
They want to be gay so bad.
This is kind of just like a straight people want to be oppressed so badly thing.
But yeah, so in... To wrap up, in summary, I've also, for the patrons, they can see that I've done a costume change because I have somewhere to be.
Yeah, Brie.
I gotta go. Tech difficulties.
Brie then said, we gotta wrap this up. And I said, we had to take a break because your battery died.
It is what it is, okay?
Interesting. When it's you, it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
You have a stain on your shirt.
Oh, fuck. Okay. This day is going terribly. Thank God I have a blazer. Okay, I need to get the fuck out of here. Whenever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, 5 stars only. And also find us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
You're a mess.
Fuck my stupid stain.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.